92.9 WBPM Beatles. Get back. Miller, how are you? It's 8:21 in the morning. It's 34 right away to, let's call it 56 degrees. Partly sunny today. All right, we're in the presence of greatness. Joe Jenkins is here. Joe is the Director of Media Relations for Central Hudson. Joe, how are you?
I'm a little chilly, Bob, but doing well. It's cold out there.
A little chilly is right, yeah. We have temp wars going on in the Miller household. Sure, my wife is apparently Nanook of the North and keeps the house at 62. And when she's not there during the day, I'd like to be a devil. I crank it up to 68. Jeez, you know, crazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild, isn't it? I don't know. Some people don't get it. But anyway, so how are you? Okay, so good. So we got a couple of things we want to touch on. First of all, I guess let's do this first of all and get it out of the way. This is a key thing. The HEAP program.
Yes.
The Heat, Energy, and Assistance Program. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Because of the government shutdown, is going to be affected. How so?
Well, originally, the enrollment date for those income-qualified customers was supposed to be November 3rd. But due to the shutdown, it's been delayed. So right now, it's scheduled for November 17th. And, you know, we're continuing to work with... This is a federally funded program, so we need the federal government to get back to work to release those funds. But we're working at the state level to see what options are to try and help folks out, because this is a program that really helps our most vulnerable customers. This is for, you know, those low-income customers who really need help balancing their budget and keeping their utility bill accounts in good standing. So critically important that we get it back up and running. We're seeing what we can do at the state level, but it's going to be delayed for now.
I understand that. What can the state do without the feds? Your hands are kind of tied, aren't they?
Well, we do have a bill discount program at the state level that you are automatically enrolled in if you qualify for HEAP or for SNAP or any other federal benefits. But with those federal programs suspended, we need to work with our regulators at New York State to say, okay, let's keep these people enrolled in the bill discount program at the state level to help them out as well. But we need an order from our regulators up in Albany in order to do that.
Oh, great. But I'm sure I don't even ask you how that's working. Crying out loud. And nobody seems to be in any great hurry to end this damn shutdown.
No, yeah, and that's...
It's the blame game. Oh, it's their fault. No, it's their fault. And just go on happy, you're fat, dumb, and happy, and it's like annoying as hell.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, it's the...
Because they're getting paid, by the way.
Yes, yeah, okay. It's the people beneath that who get hurt, right? The thousands of federal workers. It's the people who need these federal programs in order to... You know, keep their families safe and warm and fed. And so it's just critically important that we get back to work and help these people out.
CentralHudson.com/assistance is what you would go to. CentralHudson.com. You'll find everything you need there. Now, this My Meter that you have is hot. It's a great deal. Tell me about it's still available. Am I right?
Yes. Well, the My Meter is a new addition on our website if you sign up for a My Account, where it just gives you some more information about your account. You can run through. It'll give you more input into what your consumption is, why it is the way it is, because it'll give you sort of what the average temperature was for a month. And you can kind of correlate your usage to what the temperature was. You know, in the summertime, if it's exceedingly hot, your electric use is probably a little bit higher due to your air conditioning. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, if you heat your home with natural gas, your natural gas bill is going to be a little bit higher because you're consuming more to heat your home. So it's just a great way for us, we feel, to kind of give folks a little bit more transparency and a little more insight into their consumption and why the numbers on their bill are what they are.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see any disadvantage to being on a budget billing. If you're not on a budget billing, shouldn't you be?
Yeah, I'm a huge proponent of it. I've been using it for years at my home. Budget bill is where we take your usage over the course of the previous year, and we spread that out into like payments for 11 months. At the 6-month mark, we'll take a look in on your bill, and we might tweak your monthly payment a little bit here or there, depending on your usage. And then on the 12th month, we'll reconcile your account and get you back to zero. Now, it's great because you have that peace of mind from month to month, but I still urge people to continue to look at your bill every month, because you can track what your usage has been, what you're putting into your account, and just making sure that you're keeping that balance close to avoid any sort of balloon payments on that reconciliation month. So it's important to keep track.
Boy, we've been on budget billing forever. I can't imagine doing it without it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? So there are tons of ways to lower heating bills this year. I mean, you have the you have a brochure out now that says some major, they call them vampires, right? They're just stealing your freaking heat. I mean, you're sending your bills up. I mean, when you have like dehumidifiers, space heaters and stuff, when you're not there, they should not be on.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, space heaters specifically. Just a tremendous energy usage from those. They are not energy efficient. They use a lot of electricity. And now there's some instant gratification that comes with them, I know, because you plug them in and you feel that hot air blowing right on you. It's kind of like being in your car, but it does use a tremendous amount of electricity and has real impacts on people's bills. It's not an effective way to avoid a natural gas bill or a home heating oil bill. It's something to take very, very seriously. And again, they're safety hazards as well. So you definitely want to make sure if you're using those, make sure they're only on when you're home and that they're clear of any walls or drapes or anything like that.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so what else do we need to touch on that's key that I'm missing?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we just put out, and it's a graphic that's going to be, it's on our website, number one, and it's going to be on all the customers' bills. We wanted to really show a heightened level of transparency about where your money goes when you're paying your Central Hudson bill. Mm-hmm. And so it's a graphic, and we broke it down into a dollar.
Mm.
And what it is that for every dollar that you give Central Hudson, where is it going? And it was, you know, it was something that we thought would be eye-opening for a lot of folks, because when you look at 42 cents of every dollar you spend goes to Central Hudson for the operations of the business, to make sure that we have our linemen out there doing the work that they need to do, that we have the engineers that are overseeing the system to make sure that it's working properly day in, day out, every single morning, noon, and night. And then the remaining 58 cents goes to state mandates, taxes, your supply prices. So at the end of the day, for every dollar, for the money that you give Central Hudson, we are in control of about 42% of it, and outside parties are in control of about 58% of it, with 22% of that being taxes and mandates, and about 36% of that being your supply prices.
Okay. All right. That's good. Well, that's on the... Is that on the website, you're saying?
Yeah, it's on the website, and that graphic is going to be on everyone's bill, too. So, no, it's something that we're working super hard to maintain and control and be as efficient as we can with that 42% that we are in control of. But I think it speaks very loudly to the importance of having meaningful relationships with our regulators and lawmakers, because that 58% needs to be managed as well, and that one's outside of our control.
Yeah. Okay, so basically recapping, unless there's try to be nice about this, unless the politicians get back to work and stop this shutdown, the people who would apply for HEAP or the people that are eligible for HEAP might be pushed back a bit.
Yeah, that's right now. Mm-hmm. They're scheduling HEAP enrollment to open on November 17th now. Okay. That's what it's scheduled for, but that could be subject to change too. So hopefully we'll get some good news here in the coming days and we can get help for those people.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I just don't understand why this is day 28, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is I don't know what the longest shutdown was. I just saw it the other day, but this could eclipse that.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah. It's,
and I just don't see any great urgency unless I'm totally missing something, and I don't think I am.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way, yeah.
God, Lord. Joe Jenkins is the Director of Media Relations for Central Hudson. Question for you now. Save the hardest question for last, Joe. ketchup on chili dogs, yes or no?
Oh, I'm from Chicago. There's no ketchup on hot dogs.
Hello.
Ever.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you very much. That was I put that up yesterday. We got into a big old argument about that. And that is the overwhelming answer. No.
Yeah.
No. People
absolutely
are putting, answering yes and saying, what are you talking about?
That's God, no. Sacrilege.
It is. And I know you're from Chicago, so we are still trying to get over the Cubs loss.
Yeah. That was tough.
Joe, listen, thank you. This chat that we're having now is going to be put on the website. I thank you as always, and we look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Of course. Thanks, Bob.
Good job, Joe. It's 8:30 in the morning.